I guess first thing that that some consumers might notice, might have noticed vis-a-vis their credit cards, especially if they're carrying a higher balance, is that their monthly minimum payments have gone up. I'm assuming that is not coincidental and is tied to kind of the overall credit card or credit concerns that we're dealing with in the economy.
Right. I think the one thing for consumers to remember is that that credit card agreement is the fine print allows them to make changes at almost any time with a relatively short notice, and the terms and conditions, including the interest rate, the minimum payment, the credit limit. These are all things that are changing in response to the market.
What is the most important thing for credit card consumers to, to do or to bear in mind with the new realities that I guess we're facing?
I think the most important thing to do is to keep tabs of your monthly statements or track them on the web if you can. These changes, I think legally they have about 30 days to let you know, so you've got to keep on top of it, make sure that you know what the current conditions are. I think most of us just pay the bills every month and don't pay a lot of attention to the details. But it's becoming more important every month to make sure you understand what the current conditions are on that card. I think the other thing to remember is that if you have a lowered limit, if you end up paying a fee that you weren't aware of or an interest rate that you weren't aware of, do call. Some patients on the phone waiting to get a hold of a customer representative might pay off with a lowering of the interest rate back to the original fee or a waiving of the fee, or maybe sometimes even an extent, maximum limit might be put back up again.
In terms of the credit card companies and the banks themselves, again, if we look at the reporting, it certainly seems that, the credit cards are not going to be as widely distributed as they have been for the last 10, 15, 20 years. It just seems as if the marketing campaigns are getting ratcheted down a few notches.
The marketing is getting ratcheted down a few notches, but remember, this is a hyperactive marketing. This is an industry which has inundated the public and consumers with multiple offers, sometimes a day. So a slight ratcheting down in this industry probably isn't going to be very noticeable for most of us.
In terms of a macroeconomic view, would the economy be better off if Americans started to make less use of their credit cards? Or is the economy so dependent now on this free use of credit that it wouldn't necessarily be a good thing?
It's a great question. I think without a doubt, almost all of us would be better off if we saved more and spent less. And credit cards are really a mechanism to facilitate us to spend more. And so using our credit card less is probably a good thing. Now, that said, for some people, it is a very valuable tool. For a lot of us, it's just a way to not have to carry around cash, and that's fine as long as you pay off your balance every month. But if you do need short-term credit, it's one of the easiest and most flexible ways to get short-term credit. So there is value to credit cards, but how you manage them is really important, and it's becoming more important as the market is tightening up a little bit to pay attention to those details.
Lastly, I guess I have to ask you about your students and college age or young people in general. We hear anecdotally and in the media from time to time that these are people who are not sufficiently educated on the pitfalls of credit card use and how one establishes credit and a credit score, all of that. Is that something that is still true? Is that something you expect to see a change in the next several years?
Well, credit card companies continue to aggressively market teens and young adults, particularly college students. They have certainly not—they're not offering students today quite as generous, credit limits as they used to. So that I think is a benefit. I think students in general recognize that they need to be more careful about the way they manage their money. Although, a good share of students still get into trouble with credit cards. It's their first time they've ever had a credit instrument like that, and I wouldn't be surprised if we continue to see more students who get into trouble. They don't necessarily understand the fine print. They don't understand what APR is, and when those payments come due, they just pay the minimum amount, and it pretty quickly can mount up to a sizable amount of debt. So it's still an issue we've got to stay on top of.
Okay, Professor Collins, I got enough to work with here. Anything else particularly relevant to this topic that you think we need to talk about?
Well, I think it's important to remember that this is, again, goes back to what's going on in the mortgage market, that for a long time people have been able to use the home equity as a way to pay off their credit card debt. That no longer exists, so credit card companies are responding to the changes in the housing market. It just shows how all these parts of our economy are so interlinked.